We are on Daf, Samach Aleph from the base. Evoise Betzemel. We had in the Mishnah that one of the malachis that an Isha does Labaila is malachis Hatzema. She makes Chutei Tzema. So the Gemara says Betzema in Bepishtim Loi. But Pishtim, to make threads of linen, that she doesn't do. Masnisin moni Rabbi Yehudahi. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehudah. The Sanya, Lenta Baraisa, Einoi Koife Loi Lamoid Lefnei Oviv. He cannot be Koife's wife to be Meshores his father. Loi Lamoid Lefnei Bnoi. And not to give straw for his behemoth. But for the bokor, he is koife. We'll see in Rashi what the difference between behemtoi and bekore is. And Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af einai koife lasois bepishton. He is not koife lasais bepishton, mipnei shepishton masriach es ape, umisharbeit es asfosayim, vahanimili bekisne roimo. I just like to say over this, what's pshat in this last inyan. I saw in Sefer Ma'aseirig on page 62, he explains the process of making linen threads from the fibers of flax. So he says that the fibers are attached with a type of a glue, and in the spinning process, moisture softens the glue and the fibers can be stretched. And wet spun threads were very fine linen threads. And this was done through a process that in the spinning process, she put the threads in her mouth and the saliva of her mouth conditioned the fibers of the that were taken out from the flax plant, and these fibers were able to be stretched, and there was a better type of a linen thread. But al koponim, there were side effects from this spinning. Number one, they gave her a bad reyach in her mouth, and number two, it disformed her lips. So memelem. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though their husband can force his wife to spin threads of tzemer, but pishtan he can't, and the Gemara seems to say, dafke bekisne reimor, was a certain type of a flax plant, and perhaps it was more necessary than by other flax plants to do this, to moisturize the fibers, b'shas the spinning. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lamoid Lishores, that he cannot force her to be Mishores, his father, his son. Now, to give Tevin Lebehemtoi, he cannot force her. To Bekora, he can force her. So Rashi says, Tubshotim. Pshat number one, Behemtoi is Sus Vachamoil. Shehem the Zagirsim Zionim or Lohutim Vitsoyalim Lerevim. It sees Zima Susim Zirmosom, the taiva of Revia is prevalent, it seems, by Yasusan Achamer. So Memele he cannot force his wife to be metapo with the Susim and Chamerim. Aber Bokor einoi lohut ache revies isha. They're not so low, they don't have such a type of vein. Yitzroi niker kolkach. Lefikach ein isha nistis loy. It's a very interesting lotion, is that, ki yisischo, that means a sus, that is a bigger taiva, is more convincing to the isha that isha should be maskim. Besides, Boko doesn't have such a taiva. Banisha mati, then Rashi says, I had another pshat, bekoroi is nekeves, and behemtoi is schorim. So then it's called posha, the chiluk between the bekoroi and behemtoi. Misharveit poishton, it separates them, kimin sharvit. Exactly what a Shabbat is, I don't know if it means a peapod that's opened up. At Shinas and Gedoyles, Okaponim, her lips become big. Boshaynenu nikra ashash, ayidei shitzricha lishrois hachut tomid baroik. She has to saturate the chut with saliva. So, that's why she pulls the thread between her lips, so this will, this form her lips. Let us see, Taisvis. Loilitein teven lifne behemtoi, loilitein teven lifne bikore. So, to understand what Taisvis is saying, the Tais HaRosh is a little better, hochi garsinam, because Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. He says, Rashi learns that Bekoroi, Rashi holds that Bekoroi, he could be Kaife, whatever Bekoroi means. And Taisu says, Vishneyam eino mechuyebis, kidisanya bepeg basra dinedorim. Taisu brings a rai bepeg basra dinedorim. There it says, Dvorim shebeino lebein acherim, Eino Mefer, she is not Mefer, he is not Mefer, another that's Beino Lebein Echeim. Keitzat, Koinom Shani Oysa Lepi Abe, if she made a neder that she will not do anything for her father, Lefi Avicha, your father, his father, Lefi Ochi, Lefi Achicha, Shloi etein tevin lifnei behem tocho, shloi etein tevin lifnei bekocha, eina yocha lohofil. So there in Mesechtes Nedorim, there's a baraisa that speaks out in Nedorim that he is not bekoyach lohofil. Now, so it seems these Nedorim are kayim. Now, if we will say that she's mishubid to give tevin lifnei bekoroi, so what shot he can't be mefer, the nether isn't chal, she's meshubit. Like we had before, there were malim, she budded the baal. So therefore, Taisva says, so kochoch, the girus over here is loyli taint heaven, he can't force her not lifnei bemto, lifnei bekoroi. That's why Taisva makes a girus and a gemorah. The Taisus Arosh brings down a Rivo, that the Rivo wants to say, could be it's no Kash and Rashi. Could be there it's speaking about that she brought in four Shvoches, so she's Yeshevis Pekatadre. There we only want to speak out a case that it's, that he doesn't have a Koyach HaForis. We say this nether is not Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. How she can make the neder, so make an akimta, speaking about that she brought in four shvoches. Rabbi Elezer Omer, afilu hichnisa loy meya shvoches. That even though she brought in 100 shvoches, but his kaifa oisa, lasis betema, shabatola meivio lidei zima. That, so therefore she has to do some sort of malacha. Batola is a very dangerous, occupation. Omar Rav Malkiyoi, Omar Rav Ade Barave, Haloche ke Rabbi Eleza. We paskin like Rabbi Eleza. Omar Rav Chanine Bereide Rav Ike, Shpud Shfochais Vegumois, Rav Malkiyoi, Ramalkiyoi paskind on these three inyonim. Bluris eifer mikla gvino Rav Malkiyo. So if you want to know, the names are a little confusing. They're two different people. So he's just saying, Shvut shvochis vegumis Rav Malkiyoi, and Bluris eifer mikla gvino Rav Malkiyo. Rav Popa Omar, Rav Popa said there's a different Seder, which was Rav Malkiyoi and which was Rav Malkiyo. Masnisin u'masnise, whenever there was a psak of a Tanan a Mishnah, a Tanan a Baraise, that's Rav Malkiyo. Shmaitse a psak in a Memre, Rav Malkiyoi. V'simonech masniso malkiso. If you want to have a simen, this is Rav Popa's a simen, that the Braise is a queen. So malkiso is a losh in the cave, and malkiyo is a losh in the cave. So you'll know that the psokim and the Braises were from Rav Malkiyo, which is a losh in the cave. My binayu, what is the difference between the first loshen, between Rav Chanine Bereide Rav Ike and Rav Pope? Ike binayu shvochais. That means Rav Chanine Bereide Rav Ike said that Rav Malkiyoi paskind like Rabbi Elazar, that filch nisa loy meya shvoches, she still had his tkaifais alasis betzema. So that's Rav Malkiyoi. And according to Rav Pope, the Tanoim, the Psokim and the Mishnayis and the Baraisis were from Malkiyo, Rav Malkiyo. So ike benayu shvoches. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shpud shvoches vegumais. Simone haloches ain, Shpud b'meseches beye, shvoches kan, gumes meseches nide, bluris meseches avaydezore, efemiklo meseches makis, gvine b'meseches avaydezore. Tlas minayu masnisen. Three of them are Mishnayis, or Bereises, Shvoches, Ublurius, Ugvinat Las Minayu Shmaitse. Uporshinu, and they explained, or they paskin Rav Malkiyoi, the Rav Malkiyo. Rav Popa asimne the Rav Malkiyoi Polik, the Komar Shvoches Rav Malkiyoi, that they said before Shvoches, the psak of our Mishnah of Malkiyoi said this lesser. The chol masnisin masnise dohoche Rav Malkiyo poshinu. Abu shmaitse domar b'Rav Malkiyoi medinaloch. That way you said there were members of Rav Malkiyo, that I agree, but the raises were Rav Malkiyo. B'simonech shloi tachlef begilse, Masnise Malkiso. Legabi Shmaite Havi Masnise Malkiso. Legabi Shmaite Havi Masnise Malkiso. Domino Mesvinen Tjufte Lishmaite. He says, Legabi Amemre, so Abaraise is a Malkiso. Domino mesvinen tjufte lishmaite. Vesimonech malkiyo loshen nekeve. Havel malkiyoi loshen zocho. Now, let us try to explain a little bit this memre. Estes, the simen is that the Baraises are a queen to the Shmaitze. That's what they're called, a queen. The Gabi Shmaitze Avi Masnise Malkiso. Why are they called a queen? Domino Masminen Tyuftel Shmaitze, because she can ask a Tyuftel Shmaitze. So therefore, they're called a queen. V'simonech Malkiyo Loshen Ekeve, Avo Malkiyo is Loshen Zocha. So, Mustamed the Poshib Shat, and the Moisef Rashi brings down Rashi and Makis, that Pshat and the Simen is Mishnayse Braises Ikerheim, and Kulo Mesniyoso Davenami Loshen Ekeva Alibei, Behainer Rav Malkiyo. So Memele, so it would seem that the Cheshbin of the Loshen Nekeve is because of some Mishnah Nabaraisa, Mishnais and Baraisis, it's a Loshen Nekeve. So the Ramalki Yoi, that's Masnise Malkeso. Esabrais is a Loshen Nekeve. They're a Malkiso. Elule de Mistafina, I would perhaps say, Shtikol Kabona Amuke in the Simen. I don't know if it's true, but perhaps Yesh Dvorim Begav, that we had once mentioned Rabbi Chonon in Baba Basra brings down from Rab Chaim, that he says as follows, an amoire is bekoyach lach like al tane, and amoire can disagree with a tane. We see the Gemara asks, shlugs up an amoire from a baraisa, from a mishneh, mishum da amoire einoi choylik al tane. That means, normally, I would assume that an Amoira would not be Choylik Anatane. But if he wants to, he could be Choylik. So, could be, perhaps that's the Dimion of a Malkisa, of a queen. That means a king is an authority which there are no two ways about it. Not, I don't want to disagree with him. You can't disagree with a king. A queen doesn't have an absolute rule over her subjects, but you have their health for a queen. So it could be, perhaps this is Nichlal and Arashi, that Masnise Malkis Aloshen Nekeve, Ava Malkis Aloshen Zocha. Let us go a little further. Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Now, Shimon Gamliel said, if a person made a neder that his wife should not be permitted to do any meloche, so yaitzi v'yiten ksube, shama batole mevio lidei shimum. Now, he can't let her to exist in such a matzev, or he's putting her in such a matzev, because batole brings lidei shimum, and Rashi said in the Mishnah, shimon is shigoin. That so it's not a good situation to be in, so that's why it's Yoytzi v'yitink sube. Frag the Gemara, heinu tanekame. So the Gemara said, I mean, they, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer are both saying that Batole is not a good matzev. Rabbi Lezer says it's maybe Lidei Zime. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's maybe Lidei Shigoyin, about Kopon, what's the chilek, what the detrimental effect is, but it's no good. So what's the chilek if you'll pinpoint that this'll happen or this'll happen? More or less they're saying the same thing, that Batola's not a good thing. Hainu Tanekame. So the Gemara says, no, Ika Binai, there's a difference. The metalalo bigurioso kitniyoso unedarshir. That means if she's occupied with sports. We'll see Rashi. So Memele, so Lagabi, she going, she won't become a sugar. She said, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, as long as she's permitted to do this, you'll give her an electronic game and the whole head lies in it, so she won't become meshugah from it. She won't get meshugah, she's doing, she's, but if it's batola, maybe lidei zimah, so then these games will not help. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, heinu tanekame, Rabbi Eleza, mali lidei Shimon, mali lidei Zimon, batola is no good bekitza. The metalala begriyosa kitniyosa unedarshir. Misacheques beklovim dakim. That's the first, that's guriyosa kitniyosa. Unedarshir. Uschoik, what's in the darshir? Uschoik shekoiren ishkakish. Now, what is ishkakish? So it has over here, the lazei rashi is shachmat. So that means they had chess bizman hamishna also. So she's using her head, so she won't become meshugah from it, but, still doesn't prevent Lahavi Lidei Zimah, she does not have an oil of Malacha over her. Lidei Zimah Ika, Lidei Shimon Leka, then Shimon Albiyoyshe Vitoya Bota Lagamri, someone is sitting and klotzing and not doing anything, that brings Lidei Shigoyim. But this occupies the person, so Memele, Lidei Shigoyin Na. Let us see what Rashi Taisu says. Vani mili bekisna roimo, vohode daikine namas nisen betzame ein bepishten loy, bekisna roimo. Speaking about bekisna roimo. Haloche kerabeleza. So Taisu asks, vohode kaimulon, bachol mokem, sheshona rabshim gamli mishna seinu haloche kemoisoi. So, Lochere, why do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? We should paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We have such a klal. So, Taisi says, Ein za oisei shaho yabime Rabbi Elazar. That's a different Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is an earlier Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So, it was never said, Lagabi, there's two Rabbi Shimon Gamliels. Agav Ulche, so, Taisi was understood that the Gemara that says Halacha, Rabbi Elazar, what's that Halacha? Halacha is in the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What does Batola? Maybe it's maybe Udei Shimo, maybe Udei Zimo. There's an Afkamina. So Mamela, that the Gemara said Halacha, Rabbi Elazar. So Tai says, what? We should pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rosh by us wants to say that he would say a different shot in the Gemara. There's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar, the Tanakame. The Tanakame said she brings in four shvoches, she sheves bekatadre. That finish, she brings in four shvoches, she doesn't have to put her finger in cold water. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, you kai for lasis betzema, because Abba told her maybe lidei zimo. So on that, the Gemara is saying that we pass on at Rabbi Elazar. The machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, if chess will help or won't help, the Gemara isn't talking about that. Other Rabbi, we pass on at Rabbi Shimon Gamliel could be. That's what the Rosh wants to taina. Ika binayu shvoches. So the Gemara said, we have over here, we have a machlokes between the Rav Pope and Rav Chanina Berei, the Rav Ike, where we have a member of Rav Malkiyo, when we have a member of Rav Malkiyo. So Rav Pope said that the Masnisin and Masnisa, that's Rav Malkiyo. So it comes out that the psak, like our Mishnah, is Rav Malkiyah, and the Shmaitze is Rav Malkiyah. Now, Eimer Rashbam, was his nafkimino be shvachis? Eimer Rashbam, shvachis b'shekenegdo. Nahainu eifa mikle shohu memre the tavayu binayu ninu. Because we started off by saying that Rav Chanina said, Rav Malkiyoi said, Shvut Shvachis v'gimis Rav Malkiyoi, B'loiris Eifer Mikle u'gvina Rav Malkiyoi. So he was Miyaches Eifer Mikle to Rav Malkiyah. Now, Eifer Mikle is a memre. Now, here it said Rav Malkiyah. Now, according to Rav Pope, Rav Malkiyah was the one that was Mevar the Mishnayis. So there's another difference between Rav Pope and Rav Chanina Berei de Rabike, by Eifer Mikle. Who said Eifer Mikle? Rav Chanina Berei de Rabike said Rav Malkiyah said Eifer Mikle. And according to Rav Pope, that said Masnisa no Masnisa Rav Malkiyah. So then Rav Malkiyah said Eifer Mikle. That's what the Rashbam said. Aimer Rashbam, Shvachis v'shed kenegdo dein eifer mikle shumemre de tavayu binayuninu. That's what the Rashbam said. When it's time pirish to the koma masnisen Rav Malkiyah lo yosel aflugi al memre she Rav Malkiyah. He never said that Rav Malkiyah never spoke on the memres. Al osel memre, the chol masnisen Rav Malkiyah v'loi Rav Malkiyah. Avol Shmaitze, Yesh Mem Rav Malkiyah, Yesh Mem Nami Rav Malkiyah, V'chemukach, Dekoma V'simon, Ech Masnisa Malkisa, Avol Mishmaitze Loi Naisin Simen. So by Stachoy is that the Shmaitze is there, one from Rav Malkiyah, and there's two from Rav Malkiyah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hamader es Ishtoi Mitash Mishamite. He was mother ishtay mitash meshamite. Now how did he do this? So Rashi says, "Kigoin the Omar yeoser hanoas tashmishech olai," that he answered himself that he can't have hanoas tashmish from her. And then there's a klal ein machilum lo odom dover haosoloi. That means if she's also to him, so he can't be mishamish with her. Like the Mishnah says in the Dom, Kainem Sukke Shani Yaisalul of Shani Naitov, you asa the Chayfetz on yourself, so you can't derive benefit from the Chayfetz. Avala Noas Tashmishi Olayich, but if he asked it himself on her, Loi Mitzera, Dom Meshubit Lo. He's Meshubit to her, so it's like just like we hear Alumi Alme. Lishibude de Baal, so alumi alma lishibude de Isha. He can't be mafkiya de shibud. The chsiva inosa lo yigrav. Achimakmini ben adorim beperek veilu ne dorim. Now, so amader es ishtoi mitash mishamita. Now, how long can he make such a neder, and we won't force him to give a get? That means, how long is it still considered to still living ki ish v'isha? Is beishame oimrim shtei shabosis. That means, if this is only for 2 weeks, so we will not tell him to give a get with exube, but if it's more than 2 weeks, then he has to give her a get with exuba. That means he doesn't want to live with her a niya gavishus. Then he gives her a get. Beisilul oimrim Shabbos achas. Beisilul says 1 week. 1 week is permissible. More than 1 week he has to give a get. Hatalmidim yaitzim letalmud Torah. Now there's a new halacha. that Talmidei Chachamim can leave this city, they can go to a different city, L'talmud Torah, Shalei Birshus, without permission. That means even though the wives are up and roaring about their Hislavis to learn Torah, but 30 days they're permitted to leave. Then they have to come back. Apoyalim Shabbos Achas. Apoyalim can leave 1 week. Ha'oino ha'amura ba'teira. Now the Mishnah will specify the chiyuv oine, which is dependent on the matziv of the husband, how much can be expected from him. Hatayolim b'chol yoim. Tayolim is every day. Hapayalim shtayim b'shabes. Achamorim achas b'shabes. Agamolim achas l'shloishim yoim. Asafonim achas l'shisha chadoshim divrei Rabbi Elazar. Now let us see Rashi. Beishamei oimrim shtei shabosois, im hidiro beishabosois, tamtim. That she has to wait, that she has to be saved. The im yoisa, but if he made it the nether more than 2 weeks, yoitzi, then he gives her a getri, he thinks super. Hatayolim meforish bigmore, who falls into the category of tayolim. Hachamorim sheyoitzim lekforim. Seems they used to go to the small villages, there were farms over there, they used to bring tfuah and then they used to sell it. Hagamolim also were not Samazai truck drivers, they were Seichrei Chavilois, they did business with bundles, Mevi'in Alagmalim Mimokim Rochek, they went in far places to accumulate these chavilois, asafonim pershim liyam hagodol, they go to the yam hagodol, the katzve eretz. So there there's a chiyuv oine, once in 6 months. Zok the Gemara, my time de Beis Shammai. What is the time of Beis Shammai? His Beis Shammai says a shear of 2 weeks. Till 2 weeks, she could be seidel. So the Gemara says, Gomri meyeledes nekeve. No, there are times during the year that a isha is a yeledes nekeve, and there are 2 weeks that she's also. Meyeledes nekeve sheshoye shvuayim mitashme. She waits 2 weeks before she becomes muta. So memele, 2 weeks is not considered a hafka in the shibud of ishus, because the Torah alone made such zmanei hefsik by a ladies nekeve. But Beis Hillel gomri meyeled zocho. No, Beis Hillel holds 1 week, because by a zocho she only has to be perish 1 week. So the Gemara says, that's a psalmod nalimud, but there's a yeledes nekeva also that waits 2 weeks. So why should you say that the maximum shear is 1 week? So the Gemara answers, you're 100% right. Ime yeledes gamri lo ochinami. If the limud would be from a yeledes, so then you're right, Beis Hillel would learn out 1 week. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, because yeledes is 2 weeks. Ela Beis Hillel mi nide gomri lo. He learns out from nide, and by nide it's 1 week. But my kamiflegi, mar sover midi de shriach mi midi de shriach, mar sover midi de hu gorem lo mi midi de hu gorem lo. Now let us see Rashi. Miyeledes nekeve sheshesh sheshoyesh vuayim mitashmish. The 2 weeks pass by without tashmish. Nigmaru miyeledes nekeve. Kiven de ashkren oirech aralisha is kolkach. We see that that's that there's a derech that you wait 2 weeks. Eilonu l'choyfe l'hoitzi. So why should we force them to give a get? If there is such a matzev, a normal matzev, that is a prisha of 2 weeks, achi gasinim. Im yeled is gomri achi nami, then beisilu would zichi be moide, the shir would be 2 weeks. No, he holds you learn out from nide, midi de shriach, mi midi de shriach. A very interesting Rashi. Kas shekoyes al ishtoi umadiro. So means this neder is also this does not occur once in a yovel. It can occur many times during the year. So memela, we have many instances during the year that he gets angry at her and he asks tashmish. Is mimidi d'shriach nidais. So there's also that is part of life that there's the Torah made zmanim of a prisha of 1 week. Lafuki leide de lo shriach kulihai. Leide is not such a davar shriach. So memele, so that's why the shriach dike prisha is a prisha of 1 week. So memele, a madir is also a shriach dike prisha. So the most it could be is 1 week. Midi do, and Beishame holds midi do hu gorim lo. Now you learn out a prisha that he was misaviv. Neda ha'ish gorim lo lishais. V'chein leida al yodai bolo, nafuki nida de memele, v'eshlono lilmoid min hadoim afilu lo shchiach kuli hai, even though leida is not so shchiach. But we see midi duhu goyrem lo, lemaise is 2 weeks, so memele hu adin by madil. Yeah. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Machloikis b'meforish. The Machloikis b'shami b'silil is that he gave us man. He asked it for 1 week or 2 weeks. And there they were mekel. Avo b'stam. But what if he m'stam is a asr tashmish, divrei hako yeitzi l'alta vitnik subesi. He's asring tashmish, period. So then we don't wait at all. Then we just go and force them to give a get and to give a ksube. Shmuel amar afilo b'stam nami yamtin. Shema yimtza pesach lenidoi. He might find a pesach lenidoi. So memele don't take the nether face value. That means even though the nether was made stam, but kozman, we don't see that it's lasting more than a week or more than 2 weeks, we cannot force him to give a get. Frag de Gemore, this machloikis of Rab and Shmuel, a pligi bo chodezimne. We have, they already lose a machloikis. The same machloikis is by something else, this noun. We learned in the Mishnah, Mader es ishtoi melehenei sloi. He said that his wife cannot have her law from him. Is ad shloishim yoim yamet panis. That till 30 days, we'll see, he doesn't give her mezainis, but he has a panis, a shliach that gives her mezainis. Yoisa mikan, more than 30 days, yoitzi v'yitin ksube. Then he goes and gives a ksube. Va'oma rab, loishonu ala b'meforish. Afke, if he said a month, avo b'stam yaitzi la'ot avi ten ksubi. Shmuel oma afilo b'stam nami, yamtim shemayim tse pesach lenidoi. So we have the same machloikis when he asserted on her that he won't be give him a zaynis. And if it's, it has to be another stam, could it be a filo another stam or dafke it was mefarish? We have the machlekas when he asks tashmish. The most is trich. The itma baha baha kamara mishim dleyevshe bepounds. Aces over here. This is a a more difficult nether. I mean, if he asks Tashmish, so it's, she's upgefragt. She doesn't have this shibud avishus. Avol behi dev shebeparnis ema moidele lishmu. So then we say, let's see what happens. We can't force him to give a get right away. She's getting the mezainis. So then will Taka give him a kaponim a month? That's when you both machlekes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Afilu b'stam nami yamtin Shmuel holds afilu b'stam lebeishamish teishabos lebeisulu shabesach. Shemo b'seich hazman yilmoid limtzeich pesach harote. He'll be able to figure out a pesach harote to be matter the nether. Loi madati dahochi loi nodri. V'yata loi chochem nidroi. So we can't force him to give a get before the allotted zman passes. Milhenis loi adlamed yoim. Koinem atnenis li adlamed yoim. Lehidira menos tashmisht oloi chayil. Mishum de mishubed lo. The Gabi Mizainis Nami Makmina Lakama Ba'ima Lo Tsi Maisi Yadach Lemzainis Hayach. By Mizainis also you have to say it's speaking about, he's also Mishubata from Mizainis, it said speaking about Tsi Maisi Yadach Lemzainis Hayach. Uparnis Mishum De Loi Sofke, that she doesn't have enough with her Maisi Yadach. These the Mukmi, others want to say that it's speaking about Tashmish, Kigoin Shohu Mina Gamolim or Mina Safonim, She'ein Lochoifoi Bishvil Tashmish. And that's Pshat Riyasid on her. V'la Milsi Do Mikmini Lekamon Akuluk Toni Masislin Yamado Shvuachas. The Gemara says later that this whole Kula of Safonim and or Gamolim, which this man oine is 6 months. That's only without a nether. With a nether, the shear is 1 week. It's like this, cause man, there's no nether, she is a pas pesaloi. With a nether, she loses the pas pesaloi. So mamela, so we don't have a shear of 30 days. We have a shear of 1 week, according to Basilo. Yamay parnes, she yozin oisa. Vosom porch, voto parnes lav shlichusay ovid. He asked that she can't have an offer from him, so how does a palmist help the situation? That's the Gemara's kasha frida. Let us see Taisus. Atamidim yaitzim shalei bershus lamed yain pealim shabbasachas perishri. The osa lashmina, the afal gav, the minhogam ho yelumayt velaseis meloche bi'iro. That means that they lived, they learned by Talmidim, they learned in the city. And va'oina hamura betoire le Talmud merev Shabbos lerev Shabbos kidamrine bigmore elapayalim shtayim b'Shabbos kiltoni seife. So memele, there's a set. We have set guidelines what their shibud of oine is. Afilu hochi yecholim lishanos miminhogam, but they can change. That means this is their shibud when they're here, but they can leave the city, and then so they don't have the shibud anymore without rishus. V'lot says. Tamidim lamed yoim upay alim Shabbos acha. So the Mishnah is telling us two distinct halachas. The Mishnah is telling us Tamidim chachamim, which live in the city, which don't go out, what the chiyavain is, what the chiyavain upay alim is, but they can change their lifestyle for an allotted amount of time without permission. Atamidim, let's see the Gemara first. Atamidim yoitzim l'talmud, 30 days. That's shaloi bershus. That if she's not maskim, 30 days that he's permitted to leave the city. Bershus kamo, what if she gives permission? So the Moses says, kamo the boy, I mean, however she wants, he has permission, he asks. Yes, for 5 months. It's 5 months.
Now, what's the shaila? So the Gemara says, no ulcha de milsa kama. So Rashi says, derech eretz, shelo yisa olav chayt, vafulu yochel lefatoysa shetitan leirishus. That means he can convince her. That means he's a good salesman and he'll convince her, but with stomach, deep down, what should she say? No. So she'll say yes. So, but seems he'll be nice chayt. He's, so what is proper? Omarav chaydish kan v'chaydish bebayis. That means with permission, it should be a month he can go away, and a month he comes back. That means so it's a month away and a month bebayis. Shenemar, it says, by those who were Mishoris, David HaMelech, L'chol Dvar HaMachlekois, Habo V'Hayoytseis, Chodesh B'Chodesh, L'chol Chodshei Hashon. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, a proper Pshore is Chodesh Kan Ushnayim Bebeisoi. No, it's two months at home and 1 month away. Shenemar, it says, by when they built the Beis Hamikdash, Chodesh Yubel Vonoim, Shnayim Chadoshim Bebeisoi. The Rav, so Mela, we have here two limudim. We had people working for the Melech. It was on a monthly basis. 1 month they worked, 1 month they went home. There were people who were working by the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, so there was a different ratio. 2 months home and 1 month working. The Rav Nami Maitaima Loyoma Meyahi. Why didn't Rav learn out from the Beis Hamikdash? Shani Binyan Beis Hamikdash Tev Shayidei Echerem. That means they were able. They had 3,000 workers and they needed 1,000 a month, so they were able to do such a thing. But over here, we're talking about that, it's not Evshal Yedei Acherim. When he's away, he learns a month. When he's home, he's, Chaim Atzvo V'Yasek B'Teirech. I mean, it's not so easy to learn at home. So Memela, so here you can't learn. So there they could afford it. You have your Beis Hamikdash being built, and you could satisfy the wives also, but over here you can't do that. Rabbi Yochanan, my time eloyoma meyahi. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn out from the Mishosim of David HaMelech? Eshani hosam de islay halvochet. There, that means even though they were away every other month, which was a little difficult, but working for the Melech, there was a good pay, they brought back Tachshitim, so Memele, the wife learned to look away. But if he's going to learn, there's no good pay, the Kehle pay is come, and there's no Tachshitim, and he has a mitzvah, and he's having his Elam Haben, and she is... not seeing too much of either, not Olam Hazeh, not Olam Habeh, some Amela. So therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Seder should not, you can't tell to someone working for David HaMelech, there was Elam Chatira Bechayecho. Here you have to give her a kaponim 2 months at home and 1 month away. Let us see Rashi. L'chol dvar ha-machlekois ha-bo ba-yoytzeis chedish v'chedish. B'divrei ha-yomim, b'machlekois shehoyu oivdim ez David, kol machlekois chedish. So each group, they worked a month and they went back a month. Ve'af al-gav, Rashi says, the mashme uso de inyone mashme, from the pasuk it would seem shlahoya perish mi beisay elachidish echad b'shana. It was 1 month they were away, and then 11 months they were home. Pein lumen misham elachidish kan, piyadalav chadoshim bebeisay. So how did the Gemara get a month and a month? Rav Kroy Yisere, da havo vayoytzeis Nesirashi again. Afo gav de meshmuusa de inyone mashmu sohoye perish mi beise elachidish echad b'shanda. The mashmuis of the posik would seem that he only went away 1 month. Vein lumed misham elachidish kan vid alav chadoshim b'beisei. Rav kroye seira da havo vahayoytzeis dorish. Rav had a extra posik. Tavova yoitzes dosh, avala mikhtav amishosim es ha-melech l'chod v'hamach l'kois chodshei ha-shone. Uksiv dvar ha-mach l'kois avova yoitzes chodesh p'chodesh l'chod chodshei ha-shone. Mashma shoyu shtei mach l'kois nitzovim umishosim shemishosim imashar. Zubov chadoshim bedilig, zubov chadoshim bedilig. Zubov is a yaitzis, midechidish bechidish, aichidish beis hamelach, chidish bebeisei, afkan chidish bebeis rabbi, bechidish bebeisei. The Maram Shif and the Marshal explained this Rashi that be'emison there were two groups. There were groups that only came once a year, a month, in the 11 months they were home. And there were other groups that was 6 and 6 bedilug. So that means this, the mashmois aposik is speaking about one group, and then the second group was take, used to come for 6 months, and it was bedilug. Shnaim chadoshim bebeise ish bebeise. Shrei lamed aleph ish oya hamas. The tax was 30,000 men. V'yishalchem levanoino aseres alofim b'chaydish. And 10,000 were sent each month. K'shemachlifin eilu oilchen aseres alofim acherim. B'chaydish ha-shlishi aseres alofim shlishim. Nimtza sha'omdu ha-rishayne be'beisom be'is chadoshim v'chayim kulam b'chilufayim kach. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rav learn out from the Beis Hamikdash that there was two Oshev Shedechel, if he minyan achlifis, kachoyoylem, or shayach, that you could be 2 months at home. Shani hosom, the isloy halvoche, shayanenim, mi Beis Hamelech. There was hano from the, serving the melech. Pikerevach beisa, there was an abundance in the house. Lefikach mekabelas oler, shiye bebeisa melech chodesh echod mishnei chodoshim, she was maskim that 1 month, every other month he should be by the melech. She kivin, she yesh lo yischar, he gets paid well, yesh lo mezoinis melvochim, betachshitim, some emeles, so even though it's difficult, but was tut menisht for geld, or for mezoinis revochim, and tachshitim, is emele, she's mevata. Avol talmud teure, mitzvah delay, he has a mitzvah, and she'll suffer, please. How much mesiras nefesh can you demand from her? Let us see Taisvis. Ela ulcha de milse kama. Perish bekunteris. The Gemara asked, what's the proper shia? Shlo yisa olav chait. He shouldn't be nenash. Vafilu yochel lefatais. Even though he's a successful salesman, he could convince her, but he'll be nenash. Vim taima vahayich yotzer abekive v'chol hanadu lakama fektach taisvus. The Gemara gives here a maximum shear of 6 months a year or 4 months a year. They went away for abekive went away for 24 years. V'yesh loima dahosam beloy pitoy. Abekive did not have to give a sales talk. Hoyus meiches. שהיו בעליהם הולכים ללמי תורה וליאס תלמידי חכם מפקרת. There they were happy, he didn't have to convince them. ועד הרבה, עדי תדוחו חינוסו, שיהלכו ללמי תורה. That's why they got married. The only reason she married Rabbi Kiva, she wanted him to go to learn Torah. If that's a rotzen, a miti, so then fakert, and then elud bom shein lam shir, so the more the better. But here we're speaking about that she never was maskim for such a life. So now he wants to convince her. So memele, this is already a different shir. That is according to Rashi. V'nira l'ri, the ri says, no, da poyelim koi, v'lo yal tamidim. Here we're speaking about poyelim. Da afilu sh'loi b'shus yoitzim lo'oilom, itaisi says, I don't understand by tamidei chacham, amir di kakasha, this is on Rashi. It says sh'loi, you don't need permission. Yoitzim lo'oilom lamed yoim, v'yachse Lebeisa yemechot fakert. All you can go away 30 days. You come back one day, and then you go back the same day. That means that they can't leave her 30 days. That means the 31st day is to come back. Then he goes again for 30 days. So and here there's a husband that he has to be 6 months home. So the Ri says we are speaking about poilim, not tamidei chachamim.
But
is an amount ela poilim koi konami the maisi be poilim ayrin taisvah says fakert the psukim are speaking about workers. They're working for David HaMelech. They're working binyan. These are workers. So workers. There's a different cheshbon.
Im Time of Eiche Kornmer besommer Shani Hoss und de Islo Ravche, per Almes Nissen nam Islo Ravche, oh, e Bishlam is speaking about a Kaila Yunga Man, no, me Mele, so then the Mo wants to say that he's not bringing in too much, but, so therefore
you can learn out from the Mishosim of David HaMach. He's speaking about Poilim, so he's bringing home money.
Ishleime Ravcha da Hosam de Melechas Hamelach Nofish.
I mean, we're not speaking, he's working. He's a poil, he's a plumber, he's a tailor, but this is working for the Melech. It was a different salary and a different bracket. So Memela, so that is, there's nothing to do with poilim.
Zok de Gemara Baita.
Omarav, anoche, a person gives a krechts, he groans, he's sebrochen, sheveres chatzi gufoi shalodom. That means that half of his koiches he loses from an anoche. He gets sebrochen. Shenemar, va'ato ben odom, hei onoich, b'shivroin mosnayim, u'bemeriris tei onoich. So Rashi says, Anoche Sheveres, I deflik about Rav, Rabbi Yechne, Bedroshe, Dekro, Yoke, Lode, Rabbi Hoche, Mosnayim, Be'emtza HaGuf, this is in the middle of the Guf, some Amelus, so that's the Pstashir Sheveres, Sheveres, half of a person. Sheveres Chatzi Gufo Yishalodo. Rabbi Yechanan noma af kol gufe shalodim. No, with anoch a person is in ganzen zerbrochen. Shenema v'hoye ki yemru ilecho amato nenach v'amarto al shmua kibo. We had the shmua ro, this was the shmua of the Churban Habayis. V'nimas kol lei, v'rofo kol yodayim, v'chiaso kol ruach, v'chol be'rachber b'kaim tilach nomayim. So Mamela, it seems that is mamish ois mensch, not chatzi gufe shalodom, but mamish meroishevat raglo vein by mesoim. Mamish in ganzen ois mensch. So Mamela, we have here a machloikis. Rav holds chatzi gufe, Rav Yehudi holds kol gufe. Zokte gemore, Rabbi Yochanan Namei Haksiv B'Shivrein Mosnayim. It says B'Shivrein Mosnayim. So it seemed after Chatzi Gufa Yehuda V'chi Maschelo V'Mosnayim Maschelo. It starts from the Mosnayim, but it goes, progresses. V'Rav Namei Haksiv V'Nimas Kolayv V'Rofol Kol Yodayim V'chi Asal Kol Ruach. So my answer is Shani Shmuel the base Hamigdosh the Tkifa Tuve. That was a Shreklach Absurah the Chuban Abayis. So there Rav says Hacha Anoche Rachmona Nitzlon, that's Kol Gufa Shodma. But Samazay Anoche is Chatzi Gufa. I saw in the Ein Elio. So we have here a machloikis in Yesod between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. If Anoche Sheveres Kol Gufe Shalodem, Rabbi Yochanan learned out from Chuban Abayis. And Rav says, you can't learn out from Chuban Abayis. Chuban Abayis is Tekife. So the Ein Elio wants to say it could be they go Lishitosom. There's a Gemara in Seif Menoches, the Gemara Darshans on a Posek, La'oilam Zois Al Yisrael. And it seems to be speaking about Avoide, that Avoide is La'oilam Zois. This is something that always continues, it never becomes Nifsak. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, Zem Izbeach Bonui, Umichoil Saragodol, Oimed Makriv Olav Kolb. That this is the Kabonis that Michael Saragodl is Makriv and the Mizbeach Shel Milo. In the Rashi Taisa says there Menoches, which Kabonis is he Makriv? Either is Makriv Nishmoiseyem Shel Tzadikim, God the Goyim brings in a note, or Nishmoiseyem Shel Tinoike Shel Eichotu. These are the Kalbonis, and this is, the Tur says, this is Ve'ishe Yisrael, Sekabel Barot, and these are the Ishe Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael has now. Or there's another Pshat, or the Kibosim Shal Eish, which you have to know what that means. So that's Pshat, that's what Rav said. Lo oilam zois al Yisrael. This means there's akrovis korbonis never will become nifsak. We have Michael Sarah Godel is makriv. That's the Isha Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says elu tamidei chachamim ha'iskim behilchas avoda mala leim kilo nivne beis hamikdash b'yimeim. Rabbi Yochanan says no, you have the avoda nitin. In the Mizbeach Shel Milo with Michael Saragodl and the Beis Medrash you have. The learning Kochim, the learning Hilchas Avoy, the Malalem, Kilonib, the Beis HaMikdash B'meim. Even this world, the Beis HaMikdash. So then Elio says, very good. It's Rabbi Yechno Lashitos. Rabbi Yechno says, also sing Tekifa Beis HaMikdash. We still have a Beis HaMikdash. We have, you go into the Kolam, the learning Kochim. You have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's Tekifa, it's good. It's not the same. But it's not a such a tremendous loss. Rav holds, no, a Beis HaMikdash we don't have anymore. Yeah, there's a Davoida Lamaila, Michael Saragodo, Ober. This we don't have. So Memele, so Rav El, so you can't learn out from the Chuban Abayis, which this is Tkife Tuve. Ahu Yisrael Ba'ivet Kechovim Dave Ka'osli Ba'uche Ba'ad Yadodi. There was a guy and Eid walking together. Lo'imtzi Oivet Kechovim Liskuye Ba'ad Yisrael. The guy couldn't catch up. The Yid was walking very fast. He had more koiches than the guy. He couldn't catch up. Ad kerei chubim beis hamikdash. So he said, so you have so much koiches, you're so fresh. So he meant, you know, beis hamikdash is chorev and thus. Nogid veisnach, so he went and gave a krechts. And he went further. Still the guy was there. He still was walking with a kaya, with a freshness. Omalei. So, this guy was a medical amnon. Lav amriso an anoche sheveres chatzigupe shalodom. I mean, anoche is, after such a krech, she gave a krech, schuben abaye, so, you shouldn't be able to, if it's sheveres, you shouldn't have the koiches you had till now. Omalei hani milli milsa chadeti. Yeah, that's, anebacha krech tzananutzore, that's taka sheveres chatzigupe shalodom. Avol hodesh dashnan bo already nebuch, we used it already. Loi the omri inchi veltzok amoyre de kevot the malfi tichli, a woman rachmanon etzlon that lost many children, is loi boso, she loses another child. It's not that kvelpa already. Nebuch, a person gets murgul to tzores. So it's that we're mugled it already. So it's not. So we don't have the anoche the sheshei veres chatzigufei shalodim. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. So Rashi says anoche sheshei veres. I did it for Gaborav. Rabbi Yechne bedrosh the kol nokel lo nam yochi. Masnayim bem zaguf. Tashnambo, Hugalnubo, Kamakivin, the Dosh, whenever we used to it. The Malfe Tichli Loibosa, Isha Halimudis, Lishakal Bonel, Lekoivram. When Isha became Murgul, Nebuch to be Mekava, her children, Ainot Mia Mafchedes, Bemeis Echad Mehem. So she doesn't lose herself. When she loses another one, Shekvali Mudis, she's Nebuch. Mugul in the Tzore. Zog Taisvis, Shani Shmues Beis HaMikdosh Tetkife Tude. His Rav said there that Anochem Mamesh made his mensch, that's Chumun Abay, Svim Toima. Frag Taisvis, Vo hai krod vata ben odom heonach mishibir mesnaim, Gabi Beis HaMikdosh Ksiv. The first posik and the second posik is one posik after the other. So, in the first pasuk, it said, Chatzigufa, that was the Rayim. Then the second pasuk said the whole goof. Now, so Rabbi Yechonah said it started with Bostai, but it progresses. So what Pshat and Rav? The first pasuk is also on Chuban Abayis. The Chsiv Basli, Boi Kemer Lecha, Ma'atonenach, Va'malta, Shmua, Kibo, V'nimas Kolei. And that's what he's giving Anoche. Yeshleima, so Taisi says as follows, the hukro kaidem chum ksib. The first posik was before the chum. The chaina yoimen novil Yisroi sheinenach al shmua space amigdash osid lechorev. That means the first posik was on the shmua that it will become chorev. That is anoche, which is sheveres chatzigufi shalodom. Abo vaoz, but then when it will be chorev, Venimas kolev mitoich anoches tiyacha chubna shmuz beis hamikdash. Let us just go a little further. Hatayolim b'chol yoyim. My tayolim. Now, who falls into the category of tayolim that the chiyav oynes b'chol yoyim? Omarove b'nei pilki. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, B'nai Pirki, Talmidei Chachom, Sharav Motzi Lahem Be'irom. So they learn in the same ear where they live. V'shoinim Pirkom, V'lonim Be'beisom, they come home at night, so they have a chiyav oine b'chol yoyim. And Taisu says, and the Shita says it's going on this lotion already, Tayolim al Shem, so it's a Tayolim, they're not, a Tayol is a person who goes on trips, or is a Shpatsir, al Shem Shedarkom Betule, the Apatnayu, they're in the shade of their houses, they don't travel, they go to Yeshiva and they come back, so they're in the shade of the, they don't have a difficult, physical life, so memele, the zachiv oine b'chol yoyim. Amalei Abayi, he says, I don't understand. Man dach sivbuhu, shov lachem, mashkimeku, me'ache shebes, oich lei lechem atzovim, ken yiten lididoi sheina, v'ma rab yitzhok, eilu nishisayim, shal tamidei chachomim, sheminade doi sheina, meineim b'ilam azeh, abo yislacha ilam abo, v'at amret b'nei pirki. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Man dachsiv behen, bishvilom, because of them, of the Bnei Torah, the Bnei Pirki, nema le Bali Umnis, we speak to the Bali Umnis, we tell them like this, Shav lachem mashkimekum me'achei shebes, lemleches harashus, you wake up early, you go to sleep late, for what? L'mleches ha-reshus. You're not doing it for advar mitzvah, you're doing it for reshus. Oichlom, oichlei lachmom ba'otzeif. And the lechem is ba'atzviz. Ken yitein ha-kodesh bochu lididoi sheino l'mishim enadeid l'chvoidoi l'mitzvosoi sheino. That means both of us are not sleeping. But look at the difference. You're doing advar ha-reshus. So what are you ending up with? You're ending up with, you're missing sleep. Oich le'lechem atzovim. And we're also not sleeping, but, we're menadid l'chvoidoi l'mitzvosoi sheino. Menadidoi sheino mamtinoi ses paleim. Shehein bebeis rabom v'sheinim pilkom. So memele, so afilu the noshim, who are menaded oisheine meineim, they're not learning. But it seems they're exactly what the mamtine says, baleim, shein bebeis rabim, v'sheinim pilkam, exactly what they accomplished by waiting for them to come back home 2 o'clock at night, I really don't know. But it seems, but just when they come home, they ask, how was your day? You machadish good chadushim and thus, and good night, and al kaponim, it seems, I don't know exactly what else they do to wait up for them, but al kaponim, they'll also get tzra, they'll get eilam habu for this menada day shayna meyneim. Almo bisha shayna oidam bebeis rabom. When people are sleeping, they're still learning. Vat amrit yeshlam pnai loina b'chola. I don't understand you. You're telling me that's called tayolim. So who falls into the category of tayolim? Elom Rabbi Kederav, Rav Kegoin Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas was a Melamed Tanaikis, an excellent Melamed Tanaikis. The Ochel Midit Eren Yeh Panoser. I mean, they paid him Schalimut. The ochel medidei, the shosim medidei, the goni betule da pad, and he slept, vloicholef pristike de malka above. And also, he wasn't, it seems he was exempt from the taxes, they didn't think he has too much money, I'm a lamed, so memele, so he had the Baruch Hashem. The Meforshim say that, Pshat is like this, a malamed tenoikis, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, he has to make sure not to go to sleep late, he has to make sure to, he can't be edgy, he has kids learning by him, and if he'll be edgy, that's no good, he has to have tons of patience, and this can only be by going to sleep in time, by eating well. So Mamela Amalamet Tenoikis, he falls into, that's called Shedalkom Bitula Da Padmaya. That means they have a Mesudadika life without any Mashkimikum Meyache Sheves. So by them, the Chivain is Becholayla. What does Rashi say? Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mamet Tenoikis, so you misparnes men, kedemrinen benayro, shnispatso. Rechol pristike de malka bove, en shlich melech, poras eiver al pisroi, lishole abidis melech, she'ein ein a melech olof, she'ein ei oshe beineim. Yeah. And then, just one more teretz, And ki osa rovin oma ke goin mefankei de marove. Le mefonokim av Eretz Yisroel, ben Eretz Yisroel, monogim, bemachal, amishte, lakachem, briim, ובעלי כוח לתשמש. תייסבס מנעד השני מעיניים בתלמידם הלמדם בעירם כוי. So ממילא, on that, the women wait up for them. די ביר אחר, עשמי מנעד השני, אין דרך לקון הסביר בלעד, he won't come back at night. If he's learning in a different ear, so הכוח את ספיקינג הבעל, תלמיד החכומים הלמדם בעירם.